This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, is that Cat and BJ?
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now listen, I have not cried since the Spice Girls broke up, but when you guys got kicked off on the weekend, it was a very teary event.
Oh.
It's funny, because like I was quite happy, and I know Kat was quite happy as well, and yeah, we've got a lot of people saying that type of thing, and yeah, it means a lot. It's nice.
When you were like continuing along your journey, or your journey started and you got like the top 20 and you're getting really close, did you kind of have a guess personally where you think you'd get to?
Oh no, I never thought I'd make it this far.
It's so hard to know. Like, you know, I just wanted to get past the first week, that's all.
Yep. And then did it become a week by week kind of progression?
Yeah.
Now, this week as well, I loved that spaceman routine.
Yeah, that was fun.
How was it working with those two choreographers?
Oh my god, they're absolutely amazing.
They're just wonderful people and really, really nice and happy and positive. They were really fun.
And if I'm working with all the different choreographers, do they all have different ways of teaching you?
Yeah, definitely.
And what are some of the different techniques they use that you found a bit different or you'd never come across before?
Well, some choreographers like tend to push you, you know, by saying nice things. Some try to push you, like pointing out all like kind of negatives and things like that to help you. And yeah, things like that. And as well, like sometimes they like to show you a lot of things. Sometimes they like to tell you a lot of things. It just depends on the person.
Sometimes they teach faster. Some people go slower.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, out of all the routines you each had to do, did either of you have a favourite?
Yeah.
Yeah, my last one was my favourite, my lyrical hip-hop with Tabitha and Napoleon.
Yeah, I love the tango I did too.
Okay, fair enough. And BJ, you got... They said that your performance on Sunday was one of the best performances of the season.
Yeah, they did. That was so amazing to hear. I wasn't expecting that at all. So, yeah, that was great.
It was definitely spectacular. Did it feel like the best performance you'd done?
I really, really enjoyed it. It's a style that you don't get to do a lot of that I really love. So, you know, it felt amazing, but, you know, it's hard to tell what it looks like through the camera and what it looks like to other people. So, you know, you're always waiting for the result from the judges.
It's interesting what you said about through the camera as well, because I've had the privilege of actually watching a couple of the shows live as well, and it comes across very differently on camera than it does live.
Yeah, I've heard that.
One thing that I've been speaking to about the contestants over the last few weeks is the public vote and how things kind of changed when the public got to vote. Did that change the way you performed or how you approached it a bit?
Well, I kind of it was when I got through the top 10 and realised it was just votes, I personally thought that was the biggest victory I could make, so I was just going to, you know, I promised myself I'd just enjoy the rest of the show and, you know, not take it personally, because votes, you know, they depend on so many different things.
Yeah.
And Kat, you agree?
Yeah, completely. I was more nervous when the votes were there and then, you know, the judges still had their last say. So when we made top 10, I just sort of enjoyed it a little more, I guess, because I wasn't worried about getting eliminated by the judges.
And do you get much, apart from the feedback you get from the judges on the show, do they actually come and talk to you after the show and clarify and have a conversation with you, or is it pretty much just cold what you get on the TV show?
No, we never used to really talk to them backstage. I spoke to them for the first time when I got eliminated backstage. So that was pretty cool, but usually it's just what happens on stage.
Okay. Now, you guys, I know the life you've been living for the last few weeks has been just dance, dance, dance.
Yeah.
What have you missed over the last couple of months?
I've missed sleeping and my family.
I've missed my family and my little puppy.
Is it something that you didn't think you'd miss?
No, I knew
I'd miss them.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, BJ, that you haven't got a chance to... you miss your sleep-ins. What time are you getting up each morning?
Way too early. But I mean, like, you're having so much fun every day, even if you're really tired. So, like, you know, it's the last thing you're thinking about. But now that I'm out, I'm like, yeah, sleeping again.
Yeah. And what's next for you guys? Now, BJ, you gave your dance company a bit of a plug on Monday.
Yes, I did. That's what I'm going to be focusing on now. We're going to put a tour on real quick for some workshops around Australia, and then just focus on getting some choreography out there with some stage shows and stuff.
And Kat, for yourself?
I'm also a singer, so I'm just going to work on my music and keep writing and doing some recording stuff and keep working on my acting and definitely stick to the dancing as well.
Ah, so you might be the Reese Bowbridge of season two, hey?
Someone else said that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And one other thing that I thought was great about your goodbye speech as well, Kat, is that you acknowledged all the backstage people, like the hair and the makeup, which, as a performer, we work with them quite closely, but they don't really get thought of a lot, do they?
Well, I think they play one of the most important roles. I mean, without them, you know, they're what makes us look good. So
yeah.
You have to thank them. You know, they work so hard as well.
They do. Well, guys, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us. Congratulations on some breathtaking performances you did over the season. We thoroughly enjoyed watching you, and we look forward to seeing you in the next couple of shows as well.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. That's BJ and Kat, the last two contestants. Their journey ended on So You Think You Can Dance.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.